Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright
lights. With tonight's guests, Vortex Immersion CEO Mark Leger and special guest, my son, Jet Paul Leger.
Night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Melissa Gottlieb. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
You know, we called this show There's No Place Like Dome, this episode, and you'll know why later, but at the moment, it really feels like home, and there's no place like home. This has become home for 500 shows, and everybody that's been a part of it has touched us in ways that we couldn't even begin to share. I have to hand it to our co-producer and co-host, Mark Leger, who is also our guest today, one of our two guests today, and he wrote a producer's note that we just posted a couple hours ago on Facebook. And what he wrote was so beautiful. It brought tears to my eyes, and I thought, this is what I'd like to share as the monologue. And this is what he wrote. Approximately 10 years ago, through a combination of synchronicities, three very different people came together as friends. We would come to learn that despite our apparent differences, very different on the outside, we were very much the same on the inside. This convergence marked the beginning of the end of who we thought we were individually. It also marked the beginning of a journey together of sharing, supporting, listening, challenging, honoring, seeing, hearing, and healing each other and those we would come to know and love along the way. In converging, it became increasingly clear that each of us brought pieces of a greater whole to the sandbox. Filippo's it factor and performance talents accompanied his desire to bridge the esoteric concepts being learned with the audience he entertained. Dorothy saw clearly the manifestation of a future in which these conversations would be heard, understood, and shared with purpose worldwide. And I brought a vision of producing and distributing conscious content, which would help create a happier world for all, in addition to the technologies, strategic companies, and know-how to bring it all together. Each brought with them many stories, stories of life-changing experiences, both good and not so good, stories of beliefs, behaviors, decisions, and choices made, elegant and not so elegant. And in addition, we each shared a passion for staying present and committed to being the best versions of ourselves that we could. On this common ground, we set forth on a mission, united in heart, willing in spirit, and open in mind to all that would come from a shared journey of exploration and expansion together. The conversations that the whole Life Changes team was having were real and authentic, honest and insightful. They inspired aha moments and held each other and those we shared them with to higher standards of personal integrity and responsibility for the lives we were living, how we got where we were, and how we would get where we want to go. We shared a passionate desire to change the rules of engagement within ourselves, each other, and the world at large. There had to be a better way than the ways that helped us create and live out the stories up to that point. And so today, the Life Changes Show is celebrating its 500th episode. Since its inception as Life Changes with Filippo, and through various interactions, we've consistently and without fail shared conversations that matter for 500 consecutive Monday nights, not missing a week, despite the life changes that we were experiencing with and because of each other. On the outside, it looked like a show. On the inside, however, we were changing each other's lives and the lives of those around us, whilst sharing our experiences, perspectives, and insightful lessons learned along the way. Over the years, the Life Changes team has earned and gained mastery on many levels. We have achieved advanced life coaching, alchemic mastery, and curriculum development milestones. Along with the success and guidance of Energetic Alchemy, our Life Mastery course, we launched Life Improvement, using comedy improv tools for better preparing for life, for life's unexpected and improvisational moments. We launched and have facilitated the Recalibration, a life course correction workshop for reconnecting to the passions and innocence that comes with knowing thyself. Together with the universe as our co-producer, we've learned to hold space for the unknown magic that comes between the thoughts and preparation. It arrives expectedly and unexpectedly with a hint of, what are the odds? There's more to what Mark wrote. I'm going to jump to the end. You could read the rest of it on our Facebook page. And also, we're going to be talking about what else he wrote when we have him on as a guest in just a moment. But he ends with this: together as one, we embark on a new phase of the shared journey to explore and inspire, honor and embrace the only constant, Life Changes. We'll be back with Mark Leger, Jet Paul Leger, and Melissa Gottlieb on the Life Changes Show after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with our executive producer, who is our co-host today, Dorothy Lee Donahue. And Dorothy, I got emotional a couple times there. I have to thank you for that, too.
I'm so excited. 500 shows. And we started all of these wonderful shows and these life-changing moments in my healing room at my desk. Mm-hmm. And now we're in this incredible studio, thanks to the amazing and awesome Brent Hahn, who hosts us here each week. We're so grateful. He's brought so much to the show by letting us have musical guests. It was his idea, live musical guests, and it's just so much fun. Thank you, Brent. And thank you, Filippo, for hearing me and knowing that you needed a bigger stage than the one that you were on when I met you, doing another show that was really geared to the Italian community. And I said, the whole world needs to hear you. So let's do Life Changes with Filippo. And I thank you, Mark, for adding so much and bringing so much to our listeners' lives and especially to ours. Thank you.
Thank you, Dorothy.
And thank you, Brent.
And with that, our guest is CEO of Vortex Immersion Media, producer and co-host of the Life Changes Show, and an award-winning entrepreneur and inspirational speaker, Mark Leger. Welcome, Mark, to the show.
Thank you for having me.
That's so weird coming from you. Yes.
Almost as weird as announcing myself at the beginning.
That is so funny. Actually, you know what? As I was saying these words, I don't want to, you know, put you on the spot. We never talk about stuff like this, actually, but award-winning entrepreneur. And I thought, oh, that's right. Not only that, but that. You got the, what is it, R&D?
R&D 100 award, yeah.
Yeah. And then you got an Emmy.
I was part of a tech team that launched an Emmy Award-winning TV and video processing technology.
And you know, and that's kind of when we got to know each other, we all connected from our hearts, really, like you said in what you wrote. And we didn't really talk about our backgrounds and all of that. And so to learn about you, and then recently you were on Digital Hollywood's panel, and I was watching you, and I'm thinking, that's our Mark Lejeune up there. So thank you for having me.
Same guy. And it's funny you talk about those memories. And we've been through so much together that it almost seems like a past life. I've had to kind of recalibrate how I look at some of those. And as successful as I've been and you know, the ups and downs and sideways, it really is. It's been a journey since then.
What you wrote inspired me to be able to look at what we're doing, what we've done through somebody else's eyes, even though you are part of us and we are part of you. But what you then wrote towards the end, the second half of that, talks about some exciting things and why we actually called the show There's No Place Like Dome. Actually, those are your words. And we'll talk about why that is. But before we do, are there any other recaps you want to add to what you wrote and we posted?
Well, I'm still fighting back emotions. Listening to the words I wrote and listening to what Dorothy has said and being here listening to you and being with you, and most importantly, being here with Jet Paul.
How special.
Who has been the greatest force of change in my life and such a wise soul and guide and gift. Embodying change and helping me to embody change. So a very special night, not only 500 shows and just thinking about what we've been through and thank God for both of you. And we got a whole tribe of people that we'll be talking about here that have helped us, some from minute one and some recent. But the accomplishment of endurance, not only from the show and the business's perspective, but from each of our individual journeys, you know, and really, you know, having a moment to reflect on what we individually have done with each other and shared with each other. It's pretty profound.
It is indeed. And actually, I'm going to go ahead and introduce him now. We'll get to talk more with him after the break. But he is a 10-year-old. A positive thinking, enthusiastic futurist. He is Jet Paul Lejeune. Welcome, Jet Paul, to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Oh, he's getting a kick out of that. Thanks for having me. I wrote actually on Facebook, for those who are following me on Facebook, on my personal Filippo Voltaggio page, I wrote, this is the first guest that I've actually not only known all his life, I've known before he was even born. And so this makes it just, it blows my mind that we started this show and Jet Paul was being born.
Absolutely.
And here he is as a guest on our show. And besides him being such a brilliant young man, he's been to most of the shows. I mean, more shows than anybody else.
Definitely been one of our most loyal fans, for sure. Right?
So this is a very special moment for all of us. So when we come back, we'll be talking more with Mark Lejeune and more with Jet Paul Lejeune, all on the Life Changes show when we come back after this.
Hey guys, this is Michaela. So I'm here to tell you about the DNA Institute. If you haven't heard of it already, I wanted to let you in on it because it completely changed my life. A few years ago, I was 30 pounds overweight. I wanted a career, good friends, a loving family, and financial success, and I didn't have any of it, so I ate. Within 6 months, the DNA Institute treatment not only helped me lose the 30 pounds, it also rebalanced my hormones, healed my metabolic and digestive system, and made my higher functioning brain so loud it became impossible to overeat when I was full. Don't we all want that? So many of my friends and family turned to the Institute after they saw my success. All of them lost their desired weight, ranging from 8 to 60 pounds. I found this to be so different than anything I'd ever tried before, and it was easier than anything I'd ever done. It's not a supplement or a diet pill. It's a genuine, doctor-prescribed, custom medical treatment made just for you. It doesn't matter what your situation is or how much weight you have to lose. I believe the Institute will get you to your goal. My experience is that this is more than just a weight loss system. It's a biohack to a better way of looking, feeling, and living. When I started, I had never heard of the DNA Institute, but the fact that they've been in Beverly Hills since 1982 gave me a real peace of mind. Now that you've heard of them, click on the DNA ad at lifechangesshow.com and get your customized formula started today. Change your life like I changed mine.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark and, of course, Jet Paul. And, Mark, before we go any further, I mentioned that we shared your producer's note on the Life Changes show page, and also we shared it on our individual pages. But we shared it with a beautiful meme. Do you want to say who we can thank for that?
Shout out to Jackie Cooper.
Thank you, Jackie.
One of our Vortex tribe and amazing creative, and really appreciate what she put together for us.
Yes, it's beautiful. And speaking of Vortex, let's just jump right into it. So you walk into this dome and you start saying, there's no place like Dome. And we've captured that. We love it. What does that mean to us today?
The format, you know, Vortex is uniquely positioned, and I've been so excited and blessed to be a part of this company. Ed Lance, who founded the company, started the planetarium world, or worked with one of the first planetarium developers building brick and mortar planetariums. So mm-hmm. for people that don't understand what 360 dome cinemas are, they might have been to a planetarium and saw the night sky or mm-hmm. some sort of educational film or science film or something like that. So they have been, the 360 dome screen has been around, mm-hmm. but it was never used for arts and entertainment or any and all other types of entertainment and content, cinematic mm-hmm. content as well. So the shift, to answer your question, is the fact that we're now moving into an opportunity to re-render reality around the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the big pivot as to the timing of why the domes are now is the fact that VR, billions of dollars have gone into VR, and people understand VR, and it's also started to shift the production culture where people are understanding how to storytell in 360. But ultimately, it's still an exclusive or a separate experience because you put on a headset and you can't really interact, or some people can't see, or they're bumping into walls. but when you go into a dome cinema, you have the opportunity to share the experience. So it's really about connecting. And I think the technology becomes secondary, even though it's so impactful. But it's about having a shared experience with the audience. And then VR becomes home theater because you can capture whatever that entertainment is that you're there to experience, and then you can stream that out to VR headsets.
Mm.
And wherever that camera is, that 360 camera is, that's your perspective. So the idea is to have millions of people having a shared experience together for the first time, which was never possible before.
You know, one of the things that's interesting, I hope I could say this, that I know as CEO of Vortex, you've been meeting with a lot of top industry leaders in a lot of different industries. And to have these top industry leaders come in and say, how come I didn't know this existed?
Yeah, that was one of the most surprising things for me, was to have those meetings and to get that reflection back.
Yeah.
The Vortex partners are on the Producers Guild, and they work with some of the top creatives in the industry. And there were some visual effects creatives and producers that I had worked with that brought in. And this whole team now has unprecedented access. And then through those open doors, just like you said, we were having people come in that are at the top end of animation and production, mm-hmm. and education, and they weren't aware of it, or they hadn't experienced it before, and it was blowing minds of how do I not know about this? We need to take our content, put it into this space, and the ability to sit in the game or in the movie or in the story, it's a game changer.
I was sharing the experience with somebody, and somebody said, oh, yeah, I've experienced that at Disneyland. And I thought, oh, right, there's this thing at Disneyland where they show you, but no, it's nothing like that.
It ultimately is nothing like that, although it was Walt Disney that was one of the early pioneers.
And at the time, sure.
And wanted to do more. Well, if you look into the history of Epcot and that original dome, and of course, IMAX had had a movement a little bit ahead of their time in the OmniMax. And so the domes have been around, but I think The difference is, again, the technology shift from VR, also the new innovations in 360 cameras, the awareness of how to produce and capture,
right.
Because a lot of VR content can port into these domes. And then bottom line, I think...
The headsets. Exactly.
I think the bottom line of it is that we've just shifted as an audience now, looking for more immersive experiences, looking to participate and be immersed. And the age of sitting back and watching somebody else have an experience is over. A lot of the younger generations growing up around festivals and participating, and now you look at all of the amazing content and location-based entertainment that's popping up all over the world that are, with new projection mapping and large-scale art and a lot of the creativity that was born in festivals. So the opportunity for the domes to become almost a synapse to connect all of that creativity together and function as a larger neurology, that's what really gets me and us excited.
We've had Ed Lance on the show. So thanks to you. And so for those who want to learn more about, now that you're hearing about it in this way, they could go back to listen to that show with Ed. And that was fascinating. And then we've also had Kate McCollum on the show.
Correct.
And one of the interesting things that she's doing is the music part, which, of course, we're passionate. Dorothy mentioned how Brent actually facilitated that possibility. He came to us and said, let's do music. He said, why aren't you doing music? Like, we want to do music, but it's not possible. He's like, it's possible now. We can make it happen. Let's do it.
Well, and the whole idea of revisioning the way we listen and experience, right? So that's what Kate's really passionate about. And ultimately, how we're storytelling and what kind of experiences we're building from a conscious, creative perspective. It's a big passion. Or Kate, who's the founder of the Center for Conscious Creativity. So some really cool people that we're working with that go hand in hand with the general culture and themes that we are, bringing forward with Life Changes. So that's pretty exciting.
Right. And then lastly, before we talk to Jet Paul a little more, you envisioned for Life Changes, Dorothy has always envisioned Life Changes is going to be this and all that, and then you said, and here is the place, and there's no place like Dome. So,
well, what we've talked about from the beginning, and I think the phrase that I've always said from the minute I met you and watched you on these big stages in front of big crowds and the way that you command an audience because of your authenticity is that if we could wrap that conversation and those interviews and what we do now in magic, so that you take more production value and you bring a little bit of that Hollywood magic to the table, but around a nucleus of authentic, heartful, connected conversations and music and mindfulness and heartfulness. What we didn't have years ago that was so obvious to me when I was able to connect the dots or the domes, as it would be now, are the domes.
Oh, well.
And we'll talk a little bit more about what makes them special also from a direct experience.
Okay, let's do that. And let's bring in Jet Paul to the conversation. So Jet Paul Leger, Mark's son, and a family member to us all here at the Life Changes Show. You have been to so many shows, and we thought, wouldn't it be special, since we're also talking about the future, to talk to you are a big part of the future period and our future for sure. So could you share some of the interesting or fun behind the scenes things that you've experienced, just a couple while you were coming to all the different shows?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's quite interesting seeing the facial expressions on the people and see how they enjoy what they're doing and see how interesting, you know, just seeing kind of the differences in how they're expressing different subjects that they're talking about and that basic.
Well, one of the things that's interesting about you specifically is because you go around and you look at everything before the show starts. That he's like everything. Like you do. That's just the way you are in the world, actually, and it's a fascinating way to be. So what you're saying, so I want to give the audience a little bit of context. What you're saying is that you're seeing how the guests and I talk, or you, with your dad and all that, before the show, and when we're talking about different subject matters, and you see them light up during certain parts of the conversation, then you see them during the show, right, and then after the show. So I think you're referring to that, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And so what else have you enjoyed behind the scenes?
Let's see. Another thing is, I've enjoyed peeking back into the behind scenes, behind the glass to see what Brent's doing.
Oh, right. That we don't get to see. So what is going on over there?
Yeah, what does he do?
Yeah, what does he do? He doesn't actually do anything.
It looks hard. He's let me sit in that chair and try it. I stared at the thing and did not know what anything meant. So, props to him for that.
The soundboard.
It was very, very hard.
Okay.
Yeah,
lots of buttons and
it takes skill.
And...
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, it takes a lot of skill. Well, you actually been here when he was running around getting a lot of musicians mic'd up and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That actually leads me to the next question, which is the musical guests. I know that's something that you really enjoy is music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what are some of the fun things you've experienced with musical guests?
Well, I've enjoyed talking to them before the show, learning about the instruments. I've never seen a steel pedal till I came to the show one time and saw a steel pedal and heard them play, and it was very interesting. Trumpet, even steel drums was very interesting. Mm-hmm. There was a bassist that was accompanying the steel drums, actually. But it was just really interesting to see all these instruments that maybe I've heard on some kind of audio source over some kind of, I don't know, screen, or on the radio or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's different. It's way different.
Well, actually, come to think of it, I think you met a musician who played the accordion, and then
I did.
The next
thing I know, they're on the show. Corey Pizzatur, yeah.
Right, and they had already been on the show, and that's how you kind of knew. You weren't here for that, but you knew. It's like, wait a minute, do you know my dad? Do you know Filippo? And he's like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, I was at a music camp with my friend, and he was a guest there. So I come to the show once, not knowing who was going to be there, and all of a sudden, he's there.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, hi.
Well, we should mention that was Corey Pizzatoro, and he's been on three times with three different people, I think. So, that is really fun. And you've actually learned a little bit about music, too, right?
In
the process.
Actually, oh, yeah. I've learned a lot of stuff that I had no idea about. I've learned stuff even from completely different stuff I wouldn't even think about in terms of any instrument ever. I'm thinking, like, this can do that.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we've all experienced that.
Right?
Exactly.
Because, like, you think one thing's one thing, but it's not. It's not.
Great. We should make a meme out of that.
Yeah.
You think one thing's one thing, but it's not. And actually, so when we have one musician in here, that's always fun, especially when they're performing live, which we have had now for several years. Mm-hmm. But you also mentioned before the show something about you reminded us of more musicians.
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, there's this amazing thing. So first in this room, actually,
yeah.
Jam packed, it feels like a million people.
Yeah. It does.
In a space which feels, what is that? Close to a, I don't know, 6x6 as I can imagine.
Yeah,
there's
it's
no
like
space,
being in the orchestra.
No yeah.
You're in the band. You're in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're here.
It's very interesting, especially when you jam packed a whole group of tons of people in the studio next door.
Right.
Because you couldn't fit them in here.
We had people in here. We had people.
Like people out there. Fitting the picture in there, too. A lot of work.
We should mention that's McCoy Productions studio and Ron McCoy's studio. So we're grateful to him, too, to have been able to have that experience. We had it with at least two, if not more. There was... Big Lucky, our friends Big Lucky, and Cafe Musique. Some great music and great fun. And fun. Lots going on. And running in between four different rooms, actually. The other sound room and all of that. And you were right there, too. Like, what's he doing over here? What's going on over here?
It's like, oh, he's there. Excuse me. Just move along.
Well, that was great pantomiming. We should have this on video.
And we will.
In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk more with Mark LeJour, more with Jet Paul LeJour. Dorothy Donahue is going to join us again for our Ask Dorothy segment when we come back. And Melissa Gottlieb will be joining us soon with some live music here in the studio, all on the Life Changes show after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter, at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark LeJour as our guest and Jet Paul LeJour as our guest. And of course, we've been talking about Vortex Media because Mark is CEO of Vortex Immersion Media. And of course, you also know him as producer and co-host of The Life Changes Show. So, if you want to learn more about the domes, go to vortexdomes.com. And you can also learn more about Mark there and some of what they're doing right now, like Mesmerica, which I don't know if we'll have time to touch on. But hey, Mark, talk to us about why the domes and the future, where we're headed.
Well, as we were mentioning earlier, I mean, the opportunity for a creative to re-render reality. You know, when the lights go down, the entire sky changes, right? And it's a root brain experience. You perceive it as real. And you don't even have what you have with VR. You're kind of reminded that you're in something not natural because you got a headset on. But when you're there in free space having a shared experience and the sky changes to whatever the supporting, you know, content is, that now becomes your direct experience. I think the big paradigm shift here also in terms of how powerful the format is that they're empathy generators. Because you bring culture and you bring experience into that 360 environment and you put someone in that storyline and they're having a direct experience, especially if it's play-centered or play-themed, and you give them the opportunity to play in someone else's culture, the walls drop. Because the ability to and the natural proclivity to assimilate someone else's culture, to understand them better, to make it your own, it's world-changing.
Wow. So it's not just like life size, it's actually life.
It's very much life. So so we used to, I think, as the way I represent this is as humans, we used to have the excuse of being separate, of watching somebody else's story through a screen, through a window, whether it was a TV or a device or a proscenium stage. But now you're in it. You're in the storyline. You're sharing the experience together. And as that scales out from dome to dome and from dome to VR headsets, and you have millions of people sharing the exact same experience, that now starts to bring you into a unity consciousness and a direct perspective of each other and starting to feel a little bit more oneness.
You just touched on something. I have to mention this. I remember that I was in there with Mark Skelton, actually, and you we were having an experience of watching a particular demo, and there was a whole other group in there, I think, that Kate had brought in to show them the demo as well for something else and all that. By the end of the experience, I mean, the demo is just so amazing. I keep telling people, it's like an e-ticket ride. If we're going to, you know, it's like, this is a ride. You know, and to combine it with the Life Changes show with what we're talking about is amazing. But I digress. So I remember at the end of the experience, we didn't know that other group. We didn't know not even one person. But we felt like we started talking to each other, like, hey, blah, blah, like as if we had just experienced something together, which doesn't necessarily happen when you're at a movie.
Doesn't happen.
Or at a play.
You're not as immersed. Right. And it really does. It takes over what ultimately you're doing. The creative's playing the neurology of the audience. They're playing the nervous system of the audience. And and that's why it's a more directly impactful shared experience.
Well, thank you, Mark, for envisioning this and seeing the show, Life Changes show, partnered with Vortex Domes. And can't wait to actually get on stage and see what we all can, how we play together and have fun together.
I can't wait to see you storytell and command infinite space.
I you know, the magic around me, I think I'm going to be always, I've been like, wow, did y'all see that? Did you see
what? Yes.
Did y'all see that?
We'll do country.
So speaking of the future, Jet, what are some of the things that you would enjoy from your perspective right now as a 10-year-old going on 40, probably, an elementary school kid going to scientist genius, what are some of the things you'd like to see Life Changes bring forth?
Well, maybe someone that's an expert on some sort of technology, well, like this, but I mean,
like your dad,
some sort of
like this,
yeah, but you know, a couple more things and some sort of new interesting technology that maybe not everyone knows about,
right?
Or maybe some people do, but they want to know, they want to have more intel. Yeah, exactly, this. Actually, yeah. This is perfect.
Well, interesting. We did have Nolan Bushnell, who I know you know.
Bushnell,
and
the Star Wars art director was interesting.
And the Star Wars art director was fascinating.
Yes, very fascinating.
Yeah, Alan Jones.
Yeah. And I know you know him too. And what else?
Yeah.
What else do you think would be interesting to have?
Yeah. Well, like I said, just wrap up the technology part, like blockchain.
Like block,
like something like that.
Like blockchain, which I don't understand yet. So maybe all the reason to have it so we can help
we
teach
Jet. We may have to have Jet back for a whole episode just to explain blockchain to us.
Or some kind of quantum computing, maybe. That would be very interesting.
Wow. Okay. All right. You know, I'm taking notes because if it's important to you, I'm sure it's important to many kids and adults as well. And so it is.
Yeah, and so it is. Yeah.
Jet, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you all so much.
This has been very special to have you here in this way.
It's been very special to be here in this specific way, too.
And look forward to you not only being behind the scenes with us, but actually on stage at the Dome. And, Mark, what can I say? What can we say? Thank you. There just are no words. Mark.
Just exciting for all of us, and it's the right time. We've spent a lot of time, we've invested a lot of time in each other and in the commitment to bring this information authentically. And now we have the right format to really gain maximum impact.
And the right people and a growing team. So absolutely. So what a pleasure, what a wonderful experience. And with that, we go to our Ask Dorothy segment. With our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue.
Dear Dorothy, this is Manfred from St. Louis. I'm lucky to have around me friends, family, and work colleagues that are genuinely good people, and I truly enjoy being around them. They may stumble sometimes, and sometimes it affects me in not a good way, but I know that they're not trying to hurt me, but are just going through their life as best as they know how. However, there are a handful of people that I'm either related to, have to be friends with, or have to work with who I know either don't like me or don't care if they hurt me. And in one particular case, I think he is using any opportunity to hurt me that he can. When the people whom I like say or do something that doesn't feel right and they figure it out and apologize, I accept their apology and we move on. When the people who don't care about me try and apologize, somehow I don't feel their apology is sincere. And in the past, I would just say the usual things like, that's okay, or apology accepted. I don't want to do that anymore because especially after hearing the Life Changes show and your Ask Dorothy answers to people in the past, I feel that I am being disrespectful to me. My problem is that sometimes these people ask for forgiveness in front of other people, and since they don't know the real story, I'm the one that would look bad if I didn't accept their apology. What can I say at times like these so that I can walk away from a situation and feel proud of how I handled it and that I feel like I've respected myself?
Well, thank you for this interesting question. Manfred, if these are the same people who have done this time and time again, and if they are the same people you don't believe care for you, you may want to ask yourself this. Why do I continue to be friends with or work with people who do not respect me? I believe it is time for you to create healthier boundaries and think about whether or not it is simply time to stop hanging out with these people and stop giving them opportunities to disrespect you by continuing to do things they ultimately feel they need to apologize for. More importantly, let's remember no one can disrespect us without our permission. And yes, you are disrespecting yourself when you continue to show up for this kind of abuse. It is interesting to me that when people you like apologize, you believe them, and yet you go into reaction with others. You may want to examine what it is you don't like and the ones you can't accept apology from. Liking and disliking others is often an indication of seeing something in them that we like or dislike in ourselves, and you may wish to find a life coach to work on this with you, as the bigger issue might be one of you taking others' opinions of you way too personally. It took me many years before I could become immune to the opinions and actions of others, and now I easily laugh at things I used to automatically become upset with. I have friends who love me and yet say and do things that used to hurt me. Now I do a much better job of responding to these things rather than reacting to them or letting their actions and words hurt me. and I don't need an apology from them. If you decide that these people are not truly friends or acceptable co-workers, then you might wish to have an honest conversation with them before you step away from associating with them in the future. It appears to be way past time for you to confront this negative behavior and make a more elegant choice of who you call friend or who you work with. If one of your so-called friends and co-workers repeats this behavior of asking for forgiveness in front of someone else, you can simply say this: I would prefer to discuss this issue in privacy, as it only concerns you and me. And since it has happened way too many times in the past, we need to talk about why it has continued to happen and stop this cycle now. However, this is simply an inappropriate place to have this conversation, so please, let's plan on a time to discuss this privately. Then, Manfred, you can easily walk away knowing that you're no longer disrespecting yourself the way you have done in the past. And as for forgiveness, it appears that when you have forgiven them, this has just given them permission to behave the same way again and again. I have learned that the only person I ever need to forgive is me. I have forgiven myself for ever having allowed others to disrespect me and for so many other less than elegant choices I have made in the past. I have created healthier boundaries and decided which relationships served all equally, and I devote my time and love to these. This could be an excellent choice for you.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest, Melissa Gottlieb, here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and Jet Paul Lejeune. And joining us in the studio is singer, a songwriter who masterfully blends country, rock, and pop. We're so happy to have her. Thanks to being introduced by Danny
Stefanetti.
I want to hear you say it.
Yeah.
And with that, Melissa Gottlieb, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's so great to have you here. And, you know, it's funny because I was introduced to you by some videos called The Bathroom Sessions.
Yeah.
Can you explain what that is, please?
Sure.
To those who don't know.
Whoever sings in the bathroom knows that the bathroom has the best acoustics. So we wanted to do a really broken down, unplugged session, and so the bathroom was the best place for that.
Oh, that's awesome. I used to envision coming on stage in a shower someday and singing from there, but that didn't
that's
happen.
That's why the dome is so handy.
No, we can
that one's going to come back to mind.
That's awesome.
So you're here with somebody who's in that bathroom with
that's
you.
That's right, yes. Missy Spear, who co-writes with me and actually produces my project.
And she's going to be playing guitar
today.
She's
going to play guitar.
Awesome. So, you know, something that these kinds of things actually happen to us all the time, and it's great to note them. But I said something to you that I've never said before out in the hall. And I said, and by the way, do you have a life-changing story? Like, I don't know, you left music and then you came back to it. I never actually said that to a musical guest in the whole 500 shows. And you said...
Yeah, I said, yes, that's absolutely what happened to me.
And tell us about that.
Yeah, so... music has been a constant in my life ever since I can remember, and I decided to pursue music at a young age as a career, and I had some sort of soul-crushing moments from the industry. So I decided to take a break. I intentionally made a decision that I was just going to sing for fun so that I can kind of reignite that passion I had for it and get away from the business side of it and just feel the art. And that's, of course, when I met Missy. And Missy was playing with a group of really amazing women. And I came and met them. And I played actually one of her songs. I sang it. And it just re-sparked that passion for me because I just let everything else go. And ever since, we've been working together. We've been writing songs together. And we just finished an 8-song album. And it's, 3 years later, ready to release a single. So I feel like... sometimes when you just give it up to the universe, your answer kind of just shows up.
Wow. Life changes.
Yeah.
And more power to you.
Yeah.
Respect, you. Seriously. So this first song that you're going to do is a song that you've written together.
Correct, yeah.
And it's got a great title. Are we going to figure it out, or are you going to share a little
bit
about it?
I think it'll fit whatever you have in your life going on, but yeah. It's called I've Got a Secret, so I can't really...
I can't really tell you what it's about.
No, it's my secret.
That's great.
Yeah, but it's a fun one.
Okay. Well, here is Melissa Gottlieb live on the Life Changes Show performing I've Got a Secret here at Studio NoHo.
Cat has got my tongue. Ooh, no charity for indecision, quicksand or repetition. 'Cause someday soon you cut and run. I just know it. I've got a secret. Don't think I can keep it. I don't think I can stop from telling you. Hush now. If you watch me very closely, touch me sweet and slowly, you just might figure out a thing or two. Ooh. Seems like long ago when finally got the guts to say it mildly and let my heart swing open wide. Ooh. You send me high like a trampoline, cloud bound and shaking. To sink that beat makes me purge my pride. So anything I say make you figure all night, from the pit of my soul to the spark in your eye. Beat of my heart like the crack of a gun, and the night moves fast when a day is done. Sink my teeth, gotta find my stride, 'cause I need to come clean before I lose my mind. You high like a trampoline, cloud bound and shaking in the in-between. I just wanna hear you say my name. Ooh, I've got a secret, I don't think I can keep it. I don't think I could stop from telling you. Hush now, if you watch me very closely, you touch me sweet and slowly. You just might figure out a thing or two. Ooh, I've got a secret, I don't think I can keep it. Hush now.
Oh, I don't know if you all heard that, but did you hear her laugh at the end at the, her song? Like, she's keeping that secret, and I like it, just like
Thank
that.
You.
Melissa Gottlieb. As a matter of fact, if you want to learn more about Melissa Gottlieb, you go to melissagottlieb.com. I'll spell that. M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Gottlieb, G-O-T-T-L-I-E-B.com. But, of course, she's on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, and all of that. So you'll find all those links at melissagottlieb.com. You'll also find them on our Life Changes show page because we've got them all listed. And fun.
Thank you.
So, you know, I wish this were actually it is filmed. You have a friend filming it here, or one of your.
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna post this on YouTube next to the shower ones or the bathroom ones or something,
because
it would be fun for people to see her move and smile.
Thanks.
There's a smile behind that smile while she's singing that song.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. For sure, I will definitely post.
So that song, so you're used to doing Unplugged in the bathroom, but have you done that song Unplugged?
No.
This is, so, right,
this
I kind of
got
it, like, this is so cool.
Yeah, we've never done it acoustic.
All right, so thank you for doing it for us.
Sure.
Now, what are you about to release?
So I'm going to release that song first.
That's the single?
That's the single, yeah.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah.
How come I didn't know this? All right, yay.
It was a secret.
I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So when can we look for that and all of that?
To be determined.
Oh,
hopefully
okay.
In December.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll let us know so we can
absolutely
post on the Life
for
Changers
sure. Yeah,
Facebook page.
Okay. Definitely.
Great. This next song is called Long Way, right?
Long Way.
Is it part of the album that you're working on?
Yes.
So
it
it's
is.
New too.
It's all new.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
I mean, we've been working on it for a year, but it's done.
Okay.
And ready.
Can you tell us about this one?
This song?
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
This song is just about somebody going through a hard time and being there for them. Through it. Yeah.
Well, I don't even have to ask if that comes from personal experience, because I don't know anybody who hasn't had that personal experience. So thank you for writing a song.
Yeah.
I think we can all relate. So, is this also one that
yes.
Missy Spears?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, this is great. Well, then good thing you're here.
I know. It was very special that she came to play with me today.
Very exciting. So thank you, Missy Spears, for also playing the guitar. Here's Melissa Gottlieb live on the Life Changes show, performing her song Long Way here at Studio NoHo.
A shoulder to lean on. Baby, let me dry your tears. I can be the one you rely on. Baby, after all these years, it's a long way running to keep yourself from falling down the rocky road. And it's a hard time living steady as you go, straddling the ebb and flow. Every day you pray for resurrection, just trying to see your way clear. Shining so you know I'm here. rocky road. And it's a hard time living steady as you go, straddling the ebb and flow. Hold on, cut you deep now. Hold on, dry your fears now. Hold on to me. Hold on when you're crashing down. Hold on to the cold ground. Hold on to me. When you can't find the inspiration and you need to break free, I'm the key to your prison. Come and lay here with me. There's a long way running to keep yourself from falling down the rocky road. And it's a hard time living steady as you go, straddling up and flow. Cause there's a long way running to keep yourself from falling down the rocky road. And it's a hard time living steady as you go, straddling the up and flow, straddling the up and flow. Straddling the ebb and flow. Straddling the ebb and flow. Straddling the ebb and flow.
Wow. Melissa Gottlieb, thank you so much for helping us celebrate our 500th show.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for letting me.
It's such a special moment for all of us. Melissa Gottlieb, straddling the ebb and flow. I think that's a life-changing phrase right there. If you could make a meme, you know. I mean, obviously, you made a song. Anyway, melissagottlieb.com. You can find her on, again, Facebook and all that stuff. But look her up. And Melissa, really quickly, I have to ask you, when you stopped doing music and then when you came back, how did your music change?
It became authentic. So it was completely different. It was real and I connected to it. So everything just kind of happened from there.
That's what we're feeling in this room right now.
Yeah. Oh.
Thank you for bringing that.
Oh my gosh, thank you. And congratulations.
Thank you, and congratulations. We look forward to
Thanks.
Your release, and
yes.
we look forward to more of you. Melissa Gottlieb, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And once again, a big thank you to Mark Leger, our guest today, and Jet Paul Leger, our guest today. Wow. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Leger, I am Filippo Voltaggio, your host. First of all, wanting to thank Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so good.
Thank you, Brent.
Also, we're all wanting to thank Doug Newsom and Donald Newsom at BBS Radio, our BBS Radio network hosts. And we all want to thank you, for those of you who have been with us from one show all the way to 500. Thank you so much. And
including our tribe of...
Yes, thank you for everybody that's here to help celebrate amazing. With us. This is very, very special. With that, we're reminding you that as your life changes like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to The Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.